Heavenly Father and our God,
thank you.
We're so thankful that once again you blessed us to be able to give.
Thank you.
For we know that all that we have belongs to you. Thank you for your perfect gift, your blessed Son, Jesus, the Christ, the living Son of God.
Thank you.
Now, Lord, as we leave this place, we pray that the finances that you put in our hands, that we've now shared with others, may find this perfect work in the lives of those who are in need. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And the church said, amen.
Amen. We want to thank Jada Ennis for singing on yesterday. She did a marvelous job. Thank you, Jada. Where are you? Come on, let's praise God for Jada. Thank you. Choir, would you lead us? Come on, sing, Melinda.
I don't know what you're doing, but I'll go, I'll run for you. I'll do what you say do, your way, not mine. Because I'll do it,
sit.
Lord, because I trust you. I'll run all the way because I'll... We're going to do it again, y'all. I'm full. I'm full. I'm full. I don't understand what you're doing, but I'll go.
Thank
you. I'll run for you. Lord, I'll do what you say do, your will, not mine, because I trust you, I'll do it, because I love you, Lord, I'll go all the way, I'll go, I'll run for you. Let me say it again. I don't know what you're doing, Lord.
Thank you.
But I'll go, I'll run for you. I'll do what you say do. Not my will, but your way. Because I trust you. Because I love you, Lord, I'll go all the way. I'll go. I'll run for you. I don't have it all together, but I'll go. I'll run.
Thank you.
Here I am. An empty vessel, your will is my prayer, because I love you, Lord, I'll do it, because I trust you, I'll go all the way, I'll go, I'll run for you. I may lose some friends along the way, but I'll trust you, Lord. Your plans for me, I have not a clue, but I'll do it. I'll go. I'll run. wherever you want me to stay. I'll do it, Lord. Even though I can't see it, Lord, I'll go. Oh, Lord, I'll go. Lord, I trust you, I'll go. I'll run.
Melinda says, I'll go, I'll do what you want me to do. Is there anybody else here that will say, I'll go? Thank you for the singing of the choir this morning, for the gift of music. We are told that he who sings prays twice. How we thank you, our God, for your call in our lives. We realize that only what we do for Christ will last. Bless now the people of God as we prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. Speak now to us. For the question comes to us through the words of that great hymn of the church by Isaac Watts. Am I a soldier of the cross? A follower of the Lamb? Shall I fear to own his cause, or blush to speak his name? Surely I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. So our God, may your word support us this day as we raise the question, are you a disciple or not? In the precious name of Christ our Lord we pray, and all the people who love God said amen,
amen.
And they all, not afraid, shouted hallelujah. To this marvelous choir, we have stood and clapped and patted our feet and sung along with you. Hallelujah. We have done unto others as we would have them do unto us.
Amen.
When you were singing, I clapped.
Amen.
I said amen, and I've sung along with you. Do unto others.
Yes, sir.
As you would have them, do unto you.
Amen.
If I don't get any amens out of you this Sunday, the first Sunday, I'm going to sleep on you too.
Ushers, I praise you while you walked the floor and gave your offering. Now I'm giving my offering. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Church, God is calling for lively stones. You know what that means. He didn't care for the dead. Matter of fact, he raises the dead.
Amen.
Amen. And so I want to be brief today because salads are waiting. And I want to be brief. So I can be brief if you help me. If you don't help me, you won't be going to the mission meeting on the date assigned at 4 o'clock because we won't be providing transportation for you. But you can go at 5, isn't that right, Sister Olson? On your own. Amen. So I need some amens this morning.
Amen.
I don't usually ask you to say amen because I don't want to encourage your style of worship. But you know what? Amen, the old preacher say, is like sick 'em to a dog.
Come on.
Play like I'm a dog this morning. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll do the best I can. Our text comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 26, verses 69 to 75. Let me try to set this up. Jesus has been in the Garden of Gethsemane praying. We know the famous words of that prayer. Nevertheless, remove this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus has taken with him to the Garden of Gethsemane his disciples, all 12 of them. Well, I should say all 11 of them. The 12th one, Judas, is conspiring, to betray him. He is talking to the high priest and to those churchmen of that day and sharing with them that he would sell out the master, that he would betray him for how many? 30?
30.
He would betray the master for the cost of a slave. Jesus takes his disciples with him. They go to the garden and he kneels and prays. But notice he does not take all his disciples with him to the prayer place. Touch a neighbor and say, you can't take everybody with you to pray. Oh, y'all missing it. Y'all missing it. He took with him Peter, James, and John. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they, mother, had asked Jesus if he would give them a place of honor in the kingdom, that one would sit on the right and one on the left. Can I say something to mothers today? Mothers, don't try to choose a place in the kingdom for your children because getting there is costly. Oh, it's very costly. When you look at the disciples, how they all died with the exception of Peter. When you look at the disciples, how they all died and they died horrible deaths. Be careful what you ask for your children and even for yourself. Jesus takes with him the select few, Peter, James, and John. And the Bible says that he says to these three, wait here while I go yonder and pray. Sometimes you can take some friends with you, but you can't take them all the way.
Amen.
Jesus kneels down and prays, and he prays so hard until like sweat, like great drops of blood fell from his brow. But listen, he goes back and he sees his disciples, Adam. He sees them, and these three that he took with him are asleep. There are some folks sleeping in church. Wake them up. Wake up, preacher. goes back and pray, and then he comes back and says, go ahead, boys, take your rest. Go ahead, sleep on and take your rest. Rises and they go, and as they're going, Judas comes, and he comes with the high priest's guard, and some say a Roman soldier, but it was the high priest guard who comes with him, takes the Roman soldier Matthias, and Matthias is with them, and as he's there with them, the Bible says that Jesus asked the question, who you seek? Are you looking for me? I am he, not these other 12, but I am the Christ. I am the Son of the living God. God has sent me with this purpose, and that purpose is to give my life that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. They have just finished before going to the garden. They've just finished with the Last Supper. It's the last time that Jesus would sit down with his disciples in that upper room and dine with them to remind them of the Passover meal, that when the death angel was coming through Egypt and through Egypt land and that lamb, that paschal lamb, that unblemished lamb, throat had been slit and blood had fallen, and they had taken the blood and put it over their doorposts so that when the death angel shall come, when he came, he would look and see the blood over the doorposts. And guess what? He would hop on over, skip on over. Is there anybody here today that's covered with the blood of Jesus Christ? But the death angel didn't stop in your room last night. Saw the blood of Christ and kept on going. Hallelujah. Finish. In that room, in that upper room, Jesus talked to his disciples about leaving them. As he talks to them about leaving them, he says, one of you guys, one will sell me out. The other one will betray me. The other one will say, I don't know him. Peter speaks up. You know Peter, don't you? I like Peter. Peter's my kind of guy. He'll cuss you out and cut you too. Y'all missed it. Bible says, Peter said, look, they may, but I'll never deny you. I'll never betray you. I'll never deny you. And here we come to the text. Peter has already denied him 3 times. Jesus comes to the place of judgment. As he goes into the place, notice they have spit in his face. That's the 67th verse. They had buffeted him, and others had smote him with the palm of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ. Who is it that smote thee? Verse 69, that's where we begin. Now Peter sat without the palace, and a damsel, a young woman, came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied him. He denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. Verse 71, and when he was going out into the porch, another said, I saw him, and said unto them that they that were there, this fella was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 72. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betray thee. Then began he, Peter, to curse. I told you he cursed, didn't I? And to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. The question that I raise is, are you a disciple or not? Are you a disciple of Jesus the Christ or not? Would you be a disciple of a man who was born, oh yeah, in Bethlehem, O Judea, of Judea, who was born and placed in a stable? Would you be a disciple of a man who, whose bed, whose first lying place was that of a manger where cattle ate their meal? Would you be a disciple of a man that they call Jesus of Nazareth? The question is, what good can come out of Nazareth? Somebody may ask the question, what good can come out of Sam Houston High School? The other day we had an astronaut, Bernard Harris, who came out of Sam Houston High School, the first doctor to walk in space. What good can come out of Sam Houston High School? We have some more members that came out, played football, Jared Dillard, and led the nation in receptions in football. His sister, an All-American in basketball. What good can come out of Sam Houston High School? But what good can come out of Second Baptist Church? Can I tell you some good that have come out of Second Baptist Church? When I think about a young lady who lived next door, lived in the ghetto, lived in poverty, did not have three meals a day. When I think about this young girl who just finished Texas A&M in Corpus Christi, Texas, led her class as an honor student in high school. When I think about Renisha, oh, y'all know Renisha, don't you? When I think about Renisha, who walked across the stage when somebody said she wouldn't be anything, that nothing comes out of the village but prostitutes and drug addicts, she came out in the name of Jesus shouting, glory to his name. Would you not be a disciple of Jesus? Man born in poverty. Man that went around borrowing things. Borrowed a stable to be born in. Borrowed a manger to lay his head. Cattle breathed on him. They were his air condition and his central heat. Y'all missing it? Didn't have anything. But guess what? When he was baptized, the heavens opened, and there was a voice that cried, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. How do you get to be the beloved son of God the Father? You have to be born not in sin, but born to cover our sin. Help me, somebody. When I think about Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, I'd rather be a disciple of one who was born in poverty and one who washed his disciples' feet to be born to the King and Queen of England, who, when I'm suffering, cannot heal my broken heart or cannot heal my sin-sick soul. But there is a man named Jesus. I wonder, can I get you to be his disciple today? Would you be his disciple or not? Peter, the spokesman for the disciples. Peter, called by Jesus to be one of his disciples. Here, Jesus, a man with nothing,
cause a man with less than he had to walk with him and to be his disciples, to be there when he gave sight to the blind by spitting on the ground and making clay out of the spittle and anointed the blind man's eyes and giving him a prescription that no pharmaceutical company could ever fulfill. Go wash. Spit in a command and water. Man came back seeing. You remember the man that was born blind, don't you? How the question was raised, who did sin? Who did sin? Sin is everywhere. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thanks be to God that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Thank God for the gift of God that is eternal life. Bible said that Jesus said, this man, not his father, nor his mother did sin, but that the works of God may be made manifest in him, that God's work may be demonstrated in him. I wished I had time to talk about God's work being demonstrated in people who are common people. Oh, help me somebody. When I think about the deacons who sit on the front row, all of them were not deacons, born deacons. They were made deacons through the power of the Holy Spirit. And now their lives have been cleansed. Think about preachers in the pulpit. Some of us are up here called of God. Some of us are up here because we were sent by God. Some of us are up here because God had a special plan for our lives. I know the plans I have for you. Proclaim God's word, not worthy to preach his word, but being made worthy by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I ask somebody a question? Do you know anything about the Holy Spirit? Do you know anything about that power that is within, that speaks to us, that talks with us, that serves as our conscience? I wish I had time to talk about that Holy Spirit. Used to have an old deacon in our church back in Dallas who used to say, there's something within me I cannot explain. There's something within me that holdeth the rain. Is there anybody here that knows something about that something within that holdeth the rain? Sets my heart on fire. When I want to quit, when I want to walk away from Second Baptist with the words of discouragement, sometimes I want to leave and get in my car, drive halfway home, and a voice says, go back. Go to the hospital and visit somebody. Go to the funeral home and comfort somebody, because there's something within me. It's like Jeremiah said, it's fire shut up in my bones. Lest I keep you too long. Lest I keep you too long, I need to remind you at least three things. And I'm on my way to eat some salad. Peter denied him, saying, I don't know him. Are you a disciple? A disciple reveals himself. A disciple will show interest in his friends and introduce them to his ministry. A disciple of Jesus Christ will be interested in your failures and in your successes. A friend, a disciple of Jesus reveals himself. I read that when Michelangelo was in the height of his fame, a boy named Raphael, determined to be his worthy successor, was introduced to him as a promising student. At first, the lad was employed in the simplest duties of the studio, cleaning brushes, mixing paints. But as he developed the qualities of exactness, punctuality, and sympathy, he became entrusted with increased responsibility until the master made him his disciple. Can I help somebody here? You may have small tasks to do in the church, but if you keep on serving the master will increase your responsibility. I know preachers who started out as deacons and now they're pastoring some of the largest churches in America because they were disciples who revealed themselves and received great responsibility. Can I help somebody here? His master, Michelangelo, saw in Raphael the power to do the work, and he made him his disciple. Christ saw in each one of us the potential to be a Peter, the potential to be a Thomas. He saw in each one of us the power to be redeemed and to lead people to him who redeems. And so most of us, if not all of us, have been washed clean of the slavery of Satan. I need to say something here. God can bring us out of Egypt, but when we get to a hard place, we remember the food and the experience of Egypt. Satan is still in each of us. But thanks be to God that God has suppressed Satan's power over us. And he did that by dying for us on Calvary's cross and making each one of us a disciple of Christ. A disciple of Jesus Christ will be interested in you and reveal himself. The second thing, a disciple will be interested in his friends or others in their ministry. I think about Christ and what he did for that good Samaritan and what the Samaritan did for the Jew that did not even like him. That tells me sometimes, folk, we got to do things for folk that don't like us and folk that we don't like. Y'all missing it. If you're going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, you're not going to always be accepted. You're not going to always be invited to the party. You're not going to always have the chance to dance with the most handsome guy or the best looking woman. But can I tell you something? Don't leave the dance. Stay there at the dance. God has somebody for you. God has a blessing with your name on it. But you got to be at the party. You can't leave the church thinking that I ain't going to be nobody there. They're not going to use me. But thanks be to God, God can look beyond your faults and see your needs. He can look beyond my faults and see my needs. I had an educator, a counselor, Ma Mabel Chandler, graduated from Houston Tillerson College. She must have been like Laura Banks Reed, who gave all that she had to the ministry of teaching. But I never shall forget, I'd been walking around Lincoln High School. I was only about 5'8", weighed about 120 pounds. Didn't look like nobody, and everybody saying he ain't gonna be nobody. But I tell you what, I met Jesus one morning. I had a bowed down head. young in age and didn't have the best of shoes, didn't have the best of clothes. And I sat there on that front row on the mourner's bench until I heard the preacher say, God loves you. Nobody in this building can love you like God, and nobody will die for you like Jesus. Don't you want to be a disciple of Jesus the Christ? I got up, came forward, gave the preacher my hand and God my heart, and the rest of it is history. He keeps on using me. He keeps right on using me. Is there anybody here that has the same story that I have, that God keeps right on using you? You may not sing in New York, but thank God there's a place at Second Baptist. You can sing your praises here. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. He did every groan. Long as I live. Trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. When I look at Van Gogh's painting of the Good Samaritan, I see the effort of this Good Samaritan picking up this Jew that had been beaten and robbed and clothes had been taken off his body. There he lays. There he's wounded. His first of all, his pride is wounded. Second of all, his pocketbook is wounded. And then the Bible says that, a lawyer who's supposed to defend the cause of those who have been hurt by society, he looks at him and walks on by. And then here comes a preacher, a priest. He looks at him, and because there's blood, the Levitical law said that he could not touch him, so he walks on the other side. But here comes a Samaritan. Here comes an outcast. Here comes somebody that nobody cared for, because the Galileans and the Samaritans had, the Israelites had intermarried, and now there is this Samaritan, the nobody. But thanks be to God that the nobody can become somebody. Is there anybody in this place? You are nobody out in the country, but now. You sit in Congress making laws. When I think about Barack Obama, man, mother white, daddy pure Negro, all African, produced this child, went to law school. Can you imagine him in law school? Interracial marriage. But thanks be to God that God does not look at your skin. He looks at the content of your character. He looks at your potential. And the Bible helps me to understand that God has no particular person, that he lifts all of us up. And when I heard him take his oath of office and heard Aretha Franklin singing, I said, thanks be to God, there's room for poor children. There's room for you. There's room for me at the cross. He takes him, puts him on his donkey. Van Gogh shows the Good Samaritan struggling, trying to lift him up to put him on his donkey. But thanks be to God, he made it. Took him down to the Holiday Inn. Took him down to the Hilton Hotel. Took him down to the Aventura Hotel. He took him to the hotel, paid the price. There's a message here. God lifts us, puts us on a donkey, takes us to success, and then says, I'm coming back. And he said to the innkeeper, if I haven't paid you enough, guess what? I got some more on my way back. I'll pay
today. Can I tell somebody here that Jesus is on his way back? I don't know about you, but I'm a disciple of the King. He's on his way back. The Greeks call it the parousia, the second coming of Christ. And when he comes, the clouds will open. When he comes, angels will be singing, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. When he comes, where shall I be? I shall be somewhere listening for my name. Hey, hey! I'm a disciple. I may not have done everything that he wants me to do. I may not have preached as hard as he wants me to preach. I may not can sing on tune, but thanks be to God, I got a song to sing. It's a song that the angels cannot sing. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. I wish I had some more people here that don't mind praising the Lord in this place. The question is, are you a disciple? I like what the last one said to him. Your voice gives you away. Is there anybody here that you've been going through a storm? The wind has been blowing and pushing you from side to side. Is there anybody here, sickness in your family is taking you down, down, and down? Can I tell you something? There is a man. His name is Jesus. Somebody said he's the Rose of Sharon. Another said he's the Lily of the Valley. Another one said he's the bright and morning star. Daniel said he's a rock hewed out the mountain, rolling down through Babylon, tearing down the foundations of the world. Is there anybody here that know my Savior named Jesus? He is a healer. He is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. Is there anybody in this place that know my Jesus, who said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw men unto me? Thank God for the magnetism. Thank God for the power that's in his name. Thank God for the love of Jesus Christ. Don't know about you, but I love the Lord. And I can tell you, yes, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible, God's word, the Bible tells me so. That's why I can sing this joy that I have. The world did not give it to me, and the world cannot take it away from me. One good morning, when this life is over, I shall go to meet him. And I don't want him to say Robert Jemison, Reverend, Doctor. Just say servant of God. Servant of God. You are a disciple. Well done. Well done. Well done. Is there anybody here want to hear him say well done? Well done. Tell your neighbor, touch your neighbor and say he's coming back again. For a church that has not denied him. Coming back for a church does not turn their back on him. Coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Don't know about you, but I love the Lord. If I die today or tomorrow, guess what? Guess what? It won't be soon enough, because I'm a disciple. I'm a disciple. I'm a learner, follower. And I want to share the good news of Christ. That's what a disciple does. Don't sit down on folk when they singing and wait for you to get up and come. Come on, help me. No. Don't pray and not call his name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I wish I could say it. I wish I could say it so you could say it with me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King. Thank you. Oh, you're done for me. Hallelujah.
Sister Crum, I see you. Thank you. I was young, but now I'm old. And that's the truth. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Are you a disciple or not? Peter said, I don't even know the man. And then he cursed. Don't know whether it was a four-letter word or 10, 12-letter word, but he cursed. And guess what? After the resurrection, God saw him on the other side of the river and said to him, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Peter, and he almost cursed again. Lord, you know I love you. Said, if you love me, I got to reassign you. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Didn't say black sheep, white sheep. Feed my sheep. That's why I can tell you, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's it, folks. Amen. Choir singing, door to my Father's house is standing open. They slapped him. They spit on him. They put a crown of thorns on his head. My question was, where were the disciples? Standing.
Great is our God. Oh, great is our God.
Great and how marvelous is your name. We thank you, our God, that you have called us to the ministry of discipleship. Help us to reveal ourselves as true disciples of Christ. Help us, our God, to show interest and to interest our friends in the ministry of Christ. And then, our God, help us as disciples of Jesus Christ to be interested in the failures of persons as well as their successes. And then we thank you for reminding us today
It doesn't matter where we live. Doesn't matter what our cognitive skills are, that you can use us as disciples of the true and living God. So now we thank you for the successes that you have allowed us to achieve. We thank you for even the failures that have taught us to depend more and more on Christ. And now we pray that you would bless us, that you would keep us, that you make your face to shine upon us, that you would lift your countenance upon us and give us your peace. It's peace in our travel, peace in our homes, peace in our church, peace in our workplaces. For it's in the name of Christ our Lord we pray. And all the people of God who love God said amen.
Amen.
And those who were not afraid shouted hallelujah. Mrs. Dr. Banks, when is that luncheon for you? Sunday, March the 31st. Second Baptist has a table. If you like to go, please call the office. Thank you.